Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A pastor was giving the children's message one Sunday during church, and on that particular day, she was using squirrels as an object lesson on industry and preparation. She started out by saying, "I'm going to describe something, and I want you to raise your hand when you know what it is." The children nodded eagerly. "This thing lives in trees and eats nuts." No hands went up. "And it is gray and has a long, bushy tail." The children were looking at each other, but no hands went up. "And it jumps from branch to branch and chatters and flips its tail when it's excited." Finally, one little boy tentatively raised his hand. The pastor breathed a sigh of relief and called on him. "Well," said the boy, "I know the answer must be Jesus, but it sure sounds like a squirrel." I was reminded of that joke as I prepared the sermon for this morning. Today's gospel reading raises a number of questions, such as what is truth? What is freedom? What is discipleship? And as so often in John's gospel, the answer is Jesus. Jesus is speaking with some Judeans who are following him, and he tells them, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." There is a lot packed into that one sentence, and we're going to take it apart and just look at some of those packed words in that sentence. First, Jesus said, "If you remain in my word." What is the word? John tells us from the beginning of his gospel story that the word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word, the logos in Greek, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The logos is the word, but it is also all the words, the teachings of Jesus. What Jesus tells his disciples about what it means to live as people of God. I have been reading a book of devotions by Cuban-American theologian Kat Armas, that's her up there, and I love how she expands the exploration of what it means for Jesus to be the Logos of God. She writes, "The first time I read John 1:1 in English, it captivated me. In the beginning was the Word. Few descriptions of Jesus stand out so powerfully, particularly because of my love for words. Growing up with Spanish as my first language, however, I understood John 1:1 quite differently. The version I became familiar with reads, "En el principio ya existía el verbo," which translates to, "In the beginning already existed the verb." Jesus, the verb of God, the action of God. This is the image of Jesus I knew from a young age. Jesus is a word and a verb, a transcendent picture of both the mystery of God and the expansive nature of Scripture. I love that image. Jesus is the verbo, the activity of God in the world. But then Armas continues. The Greeks used the word logos to describe the relationship between all things as a sacred or divine dialogue. Perhaps this is what John had in mind when he penned his gospel, Christ the Logos, the conversation. In the beginning was the conversation, a relationship between that bound the cosmos together. What an interesting image of the Trinity in this divine conversation that then spills out into creation. And Jesus embodies and reveals and teaches God's word. To know Jesus as the Word of God is to know Jesus as the ultimate expression of God, the ultimate verb or activity of God. And it is to be drawn into that continual transformative conversation with God and with God's people. So then Jesus goes on to say, "You will know the truth." What is the truth? John uses the word truth, aletheia, 25 times in his gospel writing. In comparison, the word only appears 7 times in the other 3 gospels. John is really concerned about the truth. And for John, the truth refers to Jesus himself and to what Jesus teaches, as well as to what the Holy Spirit will continue to teach when Jesus is no longer present. But to know Jesus doesn't just mean to know a fact or an idea. To say Jesus is the Son of God or Jesus is the Savior is a starting point. But knowing Jesus as the truth is a relational knowledge, a heart knowledge, and lived experience. We can know all about a person, their biography, their history, but it is not the same as knowing them. To know a person means to spend time with them, to listen to them, to share ourselves with them. And that is what it means to know Jesus as the truth. It was at his Last Supper with his disciples, the ones who had walked with Jesus and shared their lives with him for years, that Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That is what it means to know Jesus as truth, to be in a relationship based in love and trust. So Jesus says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." My friends, what is freedom? Well, that is a complicated question. In our common understanding, in this country especially, freedom usually means being free to do what we want, free to make our own choices. Our nation is based on such freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of political choice and expression, freedom in relationships and work lives, freedom of speech. In the Working Preacher podcast, Professor Caroline Lewis says that John understands freedom differently. For John, the opposite of freedom is being enslaved to sin, and so separated from God. When Jesus talks about freedom, he means freedom from sin and death, the freedom that only he can give. Freedom is a gift from God given as a new identity in relationship with Jesus Christ. For Paul, and then for Luther in his study of Paul, this idea of freedom is found in our baptismal identity. When we are baptized, leave behind the identity that is bound by sin, and we become a new person in Christ. So that now our primary identity is that of baptized child of God, which means that we are known and claimed and beloved of God. Jesus gives us freedom to choose a good that is higher than our own desires and whims. And Jesus gives us freedom to imperfectly live into that higher good. In Jesus, we are free to take risks, to mess up, to fall and get up and try again. In Jesus, we know that we are defined not by our mistakes or even by our successes, but rather we are defined by our identity as God's children created in God's image. That is true freedom. If you continue in my word, you will become my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the word, Jesus is the truth, and relationship with Jesus is true freedom. And the key to this whole promise is in that one little word at the beginning. If you continue, which is in Greek word meno, which we have talked about here before. It's one of John's favorite words. Meno means to remain, to abide, to continue, to stay, to rest. It is John's primary image for how we live in relationship to Jesus. To meno in Jesus is to listen to his teaching and follow him. To meno in Jesus is to trust that Jesus is the source of true life and true abundance. To meno in Jesus is to know that we find our freedom in being bound to Jesus in love, trust, and faithfulness. To meno means to continue in our life of faith through all the challenges of life. And to trust that through all our joys and sorrows, our failures and triumphs, Jesus is constant. God is faithful. And that is the truth that sets us free. Thanks be to God. Amen.